Well, good afternoon, everybody. I got a rookie on the board today. She didn't have a headset today. We can beat up on her nonstop, folks. This is going to be, she's sitting here, but all her duties involve keeping time today. This could be really, if we weren't so busy talking about real stuff, you would take a pounding today. The look I'm getting, folks, if you only were in the studio with Taylor and I one time and saw some of the looks we give each other, it would be priceless. Y'all would have stuff for the memory banks. But no, thanks for tuning in. It's a great Saturday here in South Carolina, and we are pretty close to the heart of South Carolina today, which is really cool, and we got a full house, a lot of information to cover, a lot of things for y'all to make notes of, some upcoming things that you're gonna want to be involved in. Trust me, because there's some big things coming. But I guess starting off, and we're here at Capital City Lake Murray Country, probably a good baseball throw from the lake over here, and Anthony, not too very far from the cove where you sealed up the 14 Forest Wood Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. It is just around the corner. I can't believe you referenced the baseball throw like a cast would have been a much better.
Well, reference. I could throw a baseball further than I could throw, but that's me. That's not you. See, there you go. All right. I'm already taking grief now. He's off. Put that. That's a black mark next to Anthony's name in the little book there. Okay. Mono versus braid. You get more distance on the braid, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
See? Had to think about it.
Okay. All right. But we got Anthony Gagler, already a good friend of mine here, because we're going to talk a lot of fishing. We got Mary Matria, who's the CEO and president of Capital City Lake Murray Country.
Happy Saturday.
First time on.
Thank you. We're excited.
Yes, it's going to be fun. And we got Vicki Davis, who's the VP in charge of special events, and she has no notes because she's memorized everything she needs to do today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome to the show. And what we're going to do this first segment, we're going to introduce, let these people talk about themselves a little bit, and all just some of the things that are going on here that y'all can get involved in. And I know starting right off, you need to follow their social media. And what's the Facebook page?
Lake Murray Country.
And then the Instagram?
Visit Lake Murray.
Visit Lake Murray. Because every Wednesday, if you follow their social media, every Wednesday they have this cool little thing, plan your weekend. And they give you the events that are going on. And there's lots of them. There's no shortage of stuff to do. If y'all, either indoors or outdoors, and we'll concentrate more on the outdoor stuff, but it's what are some of the examples of things that they might be able to do that will show up on that thing every week?
So right now, Clinton Cease Farm is hosting their corn maze, Deceased Farms. Of course, things going on at Riverbank Zoo every other week at Saluda Shoals.
Yeah.
Craft beer festivals are happening in the region. Oktoberfest.
See? Halloween's coming up. I'm sure y'all have some Halloween stuff going on. So, yeah, and got the magazine and the new picture. There was a photo contest for the cover of Lake Murray Country. And if you listen to the show, you knew that. But it's not a fishing picture.
No.
It's a wakeboarding picture.
It's a wakeboarding. Yes, you can do many things on beautiful Lake Murray.
Yes, you can.
Wake surfing.
There you go. You do that sort of stuff, don't you?
I have before.
Yeah. Yeah. In addition to fishing? A little bit.
I actually relax more when I'm surfing than.
Oh, I'm sure. I fish with you a lot. Even fun fishing, folks, it's intense. Even when we're having a good time and catching, it's like, how else can we catch them? Let's catch them this way. Let's do this.
That's the mind of a tournament angler.
That's
always
right.
Trying to figure out what might be a little bit better.
That's right.
You don't enjoy the moment so much. You're trying to look towards the future.
That's right. Because I never know when I'm going to need this in the next tournament. Miriam, let's start out with you. This area, you've been here a while.
Been here for close to 40 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this area has been really good to you. And you've been good to it. I mean, you have brought a lot of stuff to Lake Murray Country.
Yeah, I think right now we're approaching 50 tournaments over the years.
Wow.
We've had 3 Forest Wood Cups.
Yep.
Since 2012, we brought in the Big Bass Tour, and that's all about, you know, everyday people that want to fish.
Right.
That's not so much about, you know, your professional anglers.
Sure, yeah.
We've got a lot of fishing on the books. Well, of course, we have put Lake Murray. We used to say we put Lake Murray on the map in the United States. Well, now we have to correct ourselves.
It's the world.
We have put Lake Murray on the map of the world.
That's right.
And it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Of course, we started back, I believe, in 2017, at interestingly enough, the Forest Wood Cup.
Okay.
In some discussions with the group that was trying to form the first world Black Bass Championship. And so we made a commitment with them that very day that we proudly would support and sponsor the United States bass fishing team.
Yeah.
And I believe they went to Mexico to compete a couple of times, perhaps, South Africa, Canada, Italy.
Italy, yep.
And then we were supposed to have the world event here
in 2020.
2020, but a little bump in the road came along.
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure out how to get our international fishing folks here. So we backed it up because of the pandemic, obviously.
Yeah.
And here we are getting ready next 2 weeks to greet our international fishing guest.
It's kind of one of those things where I was talking to Vicki earlier, and I said, do you really want to talk about this now, or you want to wait till after it's over and go, it finally happened? Don't think there's a whole lot going to stop it right now.
It's coming, and we are excited.
Yeah. Miriam, and over those years, there's probably one or two things that you enjoy most about this area.
Well, outdoor recreation is our area. That's what we're all about. And in that, there's so many aspects that go into outdoor recreation. We all know fishing's just one tiny portion.
Sure.
We're blessed in the capital city, Lake Murray Country region. We're actually a top southern destination now. But we have a lot to offer to families and naturalist people that want to explore and do hiking or biking, all kinds of outdoor activities. Of course, you know, we also have, interestingly enough, a lot of waterway. We've got beautiful Lake Murray with its 650 miles of shoreline, but we also have three rivers, and that brings us to over 90 miles of river shoreline. So on those rivers, we've got the kayaking, the canoeing.
Yeah.
Of course, there's trout fishing.
Sure, smallmouth fishing.
Yes.
Yep.
It's just a wide variety of activities. And then along our river waterways, we now have a river water walk. And the final construction on that from downtown Columbia will be coming up soon. And that will bring you all the way up to the Lake Murray Dam.
Wow.
River walkway. And, of course, that will follow along the rivers. Saluda Shoals Park is an awesome facility just down the road from our Lake Murray Visitor Center.
Okay.
People come there for numerous, you know, Oktoberfest or Christmas events, all types of activity there at Saluda Shoals Park. And, of course, our region, you know, Roger, is very large. We promote four counties of Richland, Lexington, Newberry, and Saluda. And we are blessed to have beautiful Drear Island State Park.
Yeah.
Sessiquis.
And Ellie Jones out there, he runs that thing like a top.
Like a top.
Yep.
We keep him very busy.
Yes, you do. You do.
And then we have our beautiful Sessiquis Centennial State Park. And, you know, that's
downtown.
The second largest visited state park in South Carolina.
Wow.
A lot of people don't realize that. That's in Columbia Northeast. And then over in Columbia Northeast as well, we have our beautiful Congaree National State Park.
That's right, which is home to some of the oldest trees in practically the United States, I believe, and some of the tallest, too.
Exactly.
Oh, cool. Well, time flies on this show, and we've already chewed through. Poor Vicki's sitting over there. I didn't get to introduce myself. We'll get to you when we come back, so just hang on to that. Anthony's sitting over here coloring in blocks on the page. Y'all hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side. you can tell the people in here with rhythm. We're over here starting to bounce around a little bit. And I used to dance. I can't dance anymore. But anyway, it is always fun with the buffer music. Taylor's going to give me the look like, oh, my gosh. That's all right. But welcome back in. Thanks for staying with us. We kind of gave Miriam the first segment. We talked a lot about what's going on and some of her history and her, some of her favorite things. Going to change over because we've got a lot of fishing coming up. A lot of fishing. And Vicky, this is where you and Anthony get to talk to nonstop. Anthony's ever great. Well, I love doing, talking to people.
Guys, I don't mind talking about fishing.
No, you don't. And you got that, you know, the first couple of times, I think Kristen always said, oh, he hates doing this because he doesn't think he does it well.
I like
you,
the radio.
You do. Yeah. You've talked very well. Don't sell yourself short. Yeah, we always talk about, and a lot of you, if you looked at Anthony's record on the FLW Tour, when he came out of Clemson and started fishing professionally, you got almost one of the best records ever on the FLW Tour.
It was good to me.
Oh, yeah. It was very good to you.
This lake in particular has been good to me.
This lake has been. And being from Gaffney, you know, everybody thinks, oh, he's from Gaffney. All right, he's from Prosperity. He's not. He's right. Actually from Gaffney.
Yep, did grow up in Gaffney. Went to high school in Gaffney.
Sure but enough. Your dad had the vacation home down here?
Well, we had a house here when I was in sixth grade. We had a weekend house. So I was coming down here when I was really young on the weekends and summer. So I was spending a lot of time here. If it had to do with water, it was, even though I was living in Gaffney, if it was water related, it was happening on Lake Murray.
Not Lake Wiley, huh?
No. I'd fish a little bit on Lake Wiley, but this is where we came just to have fun, though. Yep.
And it, folks, here's an interesting fact about Anthony. Not a whole lot of people know he's got an engineering degree from Clemson University.
Yeah.
You're the second one I know that has
it. I forget about that sometimes. Yeah. it's been so long ago and so little utilized, but I did. Yeah, I graduated with a degree in engineering. Not knowing that I was going to, like, be in bass fishing in a few years after that. But I'm glad I did it. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot. And definitely don't think that I would – I don't think I would still be a professional fisherman. I would never have made it had I not gone to school and got that degree, just to have that in your back pocket.
Sure.
So when I started fishing professionally, I wasn't too pressured. You know, I knew I had something to fall back on. I fished a little more relaxed. And I think that helped me break into the sport.
Yeah. Lake Murray, it's really, you know, I was reading Bassmaster had a best of 22 Southeasterns or whatever and said Lake Murray is dependable for those. It's not going to really show off like a Santee where you're going to have 25, 26, although you told me this week was pretty dead gum good. But it's a reliable lake for 15, 18, 20 pounds every day.
Oh, I mean, all year. I mean, you're looking at needing to catch 20 pounds here more times than not throughout the entire year. And then in a lot of the cases, you're going to need a mid 20 pound bag, which even by Santee standards, that's a good bag.
I mean,
that's 25 pounds of largemouth here for five fish is like that you can put that up against anywhere in the country for sure.
Great lake. All right, Miss Vicky, this has been in the works for a long time. We think it's going to happen a couple of weeks from here, I guess, right off the get-go. Give us a schedule of how that week is going to play out, because you got all these international teams coming in. You got some dinners going on. You got official practice, competition days. We got a country music concert going on. You got an awards and all. So just take us through that week and just give us the rundown so people who are listening can say, okay, I need to be at Dreer Island this time to watch Weigh In or this time for the country music concert. And then we'll get into some of the stuff it took to put this all together.
So definitely, like Miriam said, 5 years in the making. 25 countries are coming to Lake Murray, kicking it off October 16th with a free community event. Hey, let's get these people out to Riverfront Park, Columbia Canal, for a free youth angling event, teaching kids how to fish, all kinds of activities that day that we can go into those details.
All right.
And then October 17th, that night, is the opening gala at Doubletree by Hilton. So all those countries will parade in with their flag and have a nice dinner and an opening ceremony.
Wow.
Tuesday and Wednesday, which is October 18th and 19th, are practice days.
Okay.
And then October 20th through 22nd is the tournament. The public is invited to come to Dreer Island for those weigh-ins to see all those countries weigh in their fish and see how they score on the leaderboard.
Now, I'm sure they'll be launching off to the right-hand side out of Murray, or will they launch on the left, so that they leave from the store,
yes,
actually. which is a two-lane ramp, which when you're only talking so many boats, it's pretty easy to do. And I assume that's where the weigh-ins will be set up too.
Correct.
Okay. And then Friday night?
Friday, October 21st. At Drew Island State Park, of course, weigh-in starting at 4, and Cody Webb, who, interesting enough, Clemson grad with an engineer degree.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yes, he is. But
hand those things away down there? Yeah, you got to work at them.
Yeah, man.
But, yes, country musician, a free concert. Of course, you do have to pay to park.
Sure.
But we will have a couple food trucks there and come out, support this international event, see your favorites from Team USA.
Sure.
Have some food. Of course, you can pack a picnic if you like and bring the family. Family-friendly event. Cody Webb, a 90-minute free concert. It's going to be fun.
It is a $5 parking fee at Drew Island State Park. But I'm telling you, folks, a park pass that you can buy on the state park website or at any of the offices, you can go down to Drew Island while you're here and buy your park pass. I think it's $99. We bought ours up at Devil's Fork this year. The first time we went to Kiwi fishing, it is well worth the money. Because if you want to come to Drew Island for 3 days of the competition and all that, well, there's $15. That means the park pass only costs you $75. Then you can come back for 4th of July, fireworks. You can go out there, use community centers. The Purple Martins. There's all sorts of things. And that's good at 47 state parks around South Carolina.
Exactly.
So I'd encourage you, rather than just pay the $5 at the thing, go ahead and get to the park pass, hang it on your mirror, come in and out. They love to see you come out. And then once you get it, you know, you use it. And then if you're like me and you go fishing much at all, the state parks that have the nice boat ramps and all that are some of the safest place to leave your boats while you're out there fishing. And
or if you're like me and like to hike.
There you go, because there's trails all over. And Ellie Jones out there drew out and tells me in this time of the year when all those deer out there are running around, it's one of the best times just to walk the roads out there. You never know what you're going to see, and the weather's right in the fall. Face it. What goes in to bringing 25 countries to Lake Murray?
5 years.
5 years. No, that's not right. It was only supposed to take 3 years.
Yes. It is a lot of logistics and making sure, first of all, that they could get into the United States. It's never been held in the United States to be selected Lake Murray. That is a huge accomplishment. So getting everyone in and, COVID test, in, out.
Sure.
Of course, all the travel arrangements then while they're here. Not only for those anglers, but we want to make sure those family members that are coming and the fans that are coming, they have plenty to do in our region and things to see.
Boat captains. I mean, y'all had to scrounge up volunteer boat captains. These guys don't Lake Murray. They sure not going to ship a boat in here.
Definitely.
So there's a lot of that sort of thing that went on too. And I tried to help as much as I could reposting those. Hey, we need volunteer boat captains.
Thank you.
Another whole thing that
and we could use a few more. We definitely appreciate all that we can get the word out. Some people are able to do the practice days, and some are able to do the tournament. So even just if you could only do 2 or 3 days, that is helpful. Definitely need a shout out Lake Murray Senior Bass Club and Carl Horn. They have led the charge to get those boat captains. And our teams are coming in. Teams Zimbabwe, Australia, South Africa, Romania, they're coming in weeks before the actual event. So that's another need from our community to support this, to make this happen, is helping getting those teams out. Because, yes, they cannot bring their bass boat to Lake Murray.
The first guy in 2014 that I rode with at the Cup was from the Lake Murray, that club, and he had a – oh, my gosh, I can't remember the name of the boat. A bullet. Where only the prop is in the water. And I think we went 81 miles an hour one day chasing you.
Steve Wicker?
No. Frank.
Stover? No.
Oh, I can't remember his name now. I can see his face. But anyway, yeah, that was the fastest I've ever. The first year of doing this whole thing, they stick me in with him. And it was when you left Shoal Island and rode to the dam.
I remember.
There were 13 boats that left following you. We were the last one because I wanted to take some pictures of you coming out. And when we got past the little arm there on the right coming out of the shoal, he went wide right and we were the second boat to sit down on plane when you got to you. I scared stiff. anyway, so yeah, so you had to arrange all that, getting them here.
Yes, and youth angling event in itself on that Sunday, October 16th. And definitely follow us on our social media, Lake Murray Country. Free food for the kids. Boy Scouts will be there teaching how to tie knots. Our USA Bass team and other anglers teaching the kids to fish, giving them out free hats. Paw Patrol. Woodsy Owl, all types of photo ops at that Riverfront Columbia Canal event.
It just dawned on me, Anthony.
What's that?
We haven't said who's on the USA team.
Yeah, it's a good team.
You got it. Is. You got 2 minutes.
Well, it won't take me that long.
Well, you can read names.
We'll skip my name because that takes a little bit of time.
You're actually the team captain, but go ahead.
Well, we'll talk about that later. yeah, so you got me. Mark Rose is okay. That's who I'm probably going to be paired with. Scott Martin, Scott Canterbury, James Watson, Fred Rimbanis, Jacob Wheeler, and David Dudley. So you got that's a good group of guys.
That's a good group of anglers.
So they're bringing in, you know, a wide knowledge base of fishing.
Yeah.
They like to fish different styles. And so I think that's helpful in an event like this where you have people that can think outside the box.
Sure.
I kind of get one tracked on this lake just because I fish here a good bit. And it's good to have an outside opinion, you know, somebody to come in and look at the lake and the situations that we're faced with. And maybe it takes something like that, an outside the box thinker, to really put you on the right winning pattern. So I think we've got a group of guys that's capable of getting it done for sure.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit earlier about this cooler weather we're having is going to change things, how the lake fishes.
Oh, for sure. Unseasonably cool weather for us, I think, this time of year. So it's going to start a transition a little bit sooner than what we're accustomed to, and the fish they're going to start moving from their summer patterns on, you know, into that true fall pattern and getting ready for winter. So it may be a little bit difficult to find fish because they're going to be moving, like I said, but. That's what we do. I mean, we're used to changing weather patterns and adversity, and a lot of guys thrive off that. So hopefully it plays in our favor this week.
A good group of guys to find new fish. All right, hang on. We got more fishing stuff coming up, and then we're going to have a free-for-all on the 4th when you want to hang around for that. So more Woods and Water South on the other side of the break. Welcome back. Gotta love you some Doobie Brothers. Just you could leave that up for the rest of the show and I'd be happy. We just run the whole album. Nope, can't do it. Can only play like 20 seconds before they start getting on this. But anyway, welcome back to Woods and Water South Carolina. First 2 seconds been great. All agreed. Been good
Great.
Stuff.
Definitely.
Good stuff. Got two more to go, folks, and you don't want to miss it because now we're going to shift gears from this year to next year. And then we're probably going to shift gears and come back to this year because you got a lot of stuff going on here the rest of the year. And talking between segments and all, there's just a lot going on down here. And if you're close, you know, it's just a car ride.
Yes.
Luckily, Columbia's in the center.
Yeah, you could be anywhere.
Couple hours.
From Columbia, mountains, beach, wherever.
Took us an hour and 40 minutes this morning.
With three interstates.
So. That's right. Natural 20, 26.
77.
77. That's right. 77 Charlotte, 26 Greenville to Charleston.
Right.
And you got 95 running through there, two parts of it.
Right. There's not many places.
No,
you're
there's
two
not.
Hours from the beach, 2 hours from the mountains.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Y'all were up apple picking this past weekend.
Yeah, we did. We went to the mountains and picked some apples.
Yep.
Yep. May still go to the beach one more time before it gets cold.
Yes. How was did you get much wind here from Ian?
It was, I would say 30 to 40 miles an hour.
It really, boy, I tell you, the last couple of days it shifted a lot further east because, I mean, it had that Hugo track to it just right up the river and right through here to Charlotte.
Yeah.
So not looking forward to that, but it's Florida. Those people live in a punching bag when it comes to those tropical systems. So shifting gears to next year on the fishing, and I don't know how you pulled it off, Miriam. A
lot of people wonder how we do this.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm not going to ask you to give away any trade secrets.
We won't.
There's a lot of work that goes into this. It's not just like you call up and say, hey, I'd like to have a fishing tournament.
No. Nope.
That may have it start out. Right. But it's a lot of work involved on your part, on the fishing organization's part, mm-hmm. to make the schedules work, make sure the lake's available, all the facilities around it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of coordination has to go on. And of course, you know, we're here to promote tourism and to bring in visitors for all kinds of reasons.
Sure.
And, you know, there is a balancing scale of you don't want to have fishing tournaments every weekend.
Right.
Certainly.
Well, you do, but you don't have fishing tournaments. There are fishing tournaments every weekend out there.
Well, I'm saying in the same destination.
Right, right.
So there is a balance that goes into it, but Vicky does an amazing job, and we try to schedule out every few years and have the different groups in.
Sure.
And that just keeps the business flowing. It keeps the lake in a great balanced area.
The newness of an event coming in.
The newness of an event. And, you know, we have spent years, 40 years to be exact, working with the various tournament leagues.
Right.
A lot of personal friends now, relationships have been built over the years, especially with the Forestwood Cup and the FLW family.
Yeah.
So we have worked hard at it. We're well respected for it. And have won numerous awards from the results of hard work. So we love to tell our fishing story, so to speak. And, yes, that fish is a big fish.
Yeah.
And Lake Murray is the jewel of South Carolina and the best fishing we know in South Carolina.
And a first coming from y'all in 23 is hosting. You hosted a cup event down here for Major League Fishing, but you're actually going to host a Bass Pro Tour event coming up the first week in April 2nd through 8th.
Yes, we are.
Yes, you are. So
March and April is going to be just as busy as our October.
Well, and what I understand, November is going to be pretty busy. December is going to be busy. First of the year, maybe slacking off, but then you get into the summertime again, and y'all got, like I said, we got some stuff we're going to rehash in the fourth segment. But, yeah, so the 2nd through the 8th, you got the Bass Pro Tour coming to Lake Murray, which is going to be fun, and that's a whole nother rim, and that's where you've got those relationships.
Exactly.
And then Bassmasters, April 20th through 23rd.
Oh.
Also, end of March, Queen City Kayak Bass Fishing Tournament on Lake Murray. And then, of course, Big Bass
Big
Tour.
Big Bass Tour comes back. Yeah. And that's a
huge.
Do I understand there are like 400 boats that turn out for that thing?
Yes, there's 800 to 900 participants each year, and every year they've come to our lake, that number gets larger. Of course, that's a different structured event.
Yeah.
In that they do the weigh-ins on the hourly.
Yeah.
It's a cool event. I didn't marry him to pull some strings to get me to be able to fish it like that. We're not allowed to fish it. The rules state that if you're
no pro.
Yeah, if you fish professional level event, you can't fish in the river.
Great.
I don't get to fish here very often, especially during the middle of the year. So it's not like I have a huge advantage. I'd like to be able.
Right.
It'd be fun. I know some guys that fish that event, and they look forward to it every year because the format is so interesting, and there's a lot of strategy in just the format itself. Like when do I want to weigh this fish? Which hour do I want to weigh?
See, I was looking at. Funny you say that because I was looking at some of the guys that fished it this past year.
Yes.
And they were talking about, if I catch one in the first segment, I may not want to weigh that thing in the first segment.
Yeah, exactly.
To continue on with that thought.
So correct me if I'm wrong, if you know, but I think you can keep three fish in your possession at all times. So you can choose when you want to weigh one or two or all of the fish. And so you kind of think if during the middle part of the day, if you feel like it's probably the fishing might not be good right now, maybe that 4-pounder we caught early would not have been good in the early part of the day. Now here at 10 o'clock, maybe this it could win or could place in that hour. So you can choose when you want to weigh him in, which is it's a unique format. But on the downside, if you're fishing a long ways from the weigh-in, you have to drive back.
You may burn close to half of a time period getting in.
Right. So if you're on the other side of the lake, then do I want to drive all the way back down there to weigh this fish, or do I want to stay here and keep fishing, maybe try to get two or three big ones in my live well at the same time? There's a lot of strategies. It's neat.
That's interesting. Anthony, 1st of April, You know, it's like anything that time of the year. In South Carolina, you know, we all know, wait 24 hours or less and the weather's going to change.
Right.
Where sun, where what I saw the best one where frostbite and sunburn are possible on the same day.
True.
So yeah. Early April, it'll be over 7 days. You could have some real change.
Yeah, I mean, you're likely to see changing weather during the event, but obviously 1st of April, historically here, the fish are going to be in a spawn pattern. The fishing's probably going to be really good. The fishing is going to be good regardless of what stage the fish are in that time of year. A lot of it's just going to have to do with our winter. If we have a long, extended cold winter, then it may push the spawn back a little bit, and so the fish might be in more of a pre-spawn stage, which would probably be better for weights. The fishing is really good here in the pre-spawn, and then once you get into the spawn, obviously it's still good. There's a lot of fish that will be up shallow, and it'll be a shallow water event. I mean, the guys are going to catch them up on the bank that time of year. It's just a matter of whether or not they're really a good spawn going on, or if it maybe we're on the, you know, on the front of it. Could be on the heels of it. You know, I've seen them spawn here in February.
Early.
You know, it's out this part of the state. I mean, we can get, if we have a mild winter and get an early spring, like, things get kicked off early here. So, I mean, February, a lot of times, fish can definitely be spawning in. So, it's just going to be a wait-and-see approach. And I just know the fishing is going to be good when it gets here. So, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I love the fact that I get to sleep in my own bed at one of those events, which doesn't happen very often. And this lake, like I said before, this lake's been good to me historically.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm going to catch them in that one, obviously.
Sure.
But I feel really good when we're able to have an event like that on this lake.
And then 2 weeks later, bass will be here. So if y'all are not on the spawn's a little bit later.
Yeah.
So they'll run into it.
Yeah, for sure. And then they may even catch more of the post-spawn feeding activity that happens at that time of year. So you're liable to see two completely different events, even though they're in the same month. They're probably going to be very different in the way guys approach them, and probably the strategies and techniques that are used to win probably going to be different in both of those events.
Miriam, I'm sorry you will be missing one head in a bed during the BPT because Anthony's staying at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
So no VRB rentals or hotel rooms that y'all can mark down.
Rentals are strong in our region.
Oh, yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah, well, I went on to try to find a place to stay during the upcoming event. Forget that. There's not much out there. And then started looking for VRBOs or Airbnbs for the fall event, the spring event.
Right.
And they're already starting to disappear.
We might be able to help you out with that.
Well, let's talk about that. I do have an aunt that lives on the lake, and I have stayed at her place before. But you hate calling up your aunt saying, hey, I need to get up at 4:30 every morning to make a launch, and then I won't be back until late. And
well, you know, we've got numerous hotels that are close to the lake.
Yeah.
We could get you in a hotel as well.
Because I was going to do the old Ellie Jones, you know, hang a hammock between two trees, because that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But he's full. He's absolutely full. It's bizarre that he stays that booked up. Because it is during a fishing event. You can count on a lot of anglers staying there, pulling in RVs and that sort of thing. But year-round, he's full.
Right. And we have a lot of anglers that do stay in hotels now.
Yeah.
You know, some stay in the rental homes. They, you know, gather together and
sure.
all go
yeah.
into one house. But
yep.
A lot of our major events actually are booked into the hotels because they have the large banquet dinners.
Sure.
And the meetings, right. pre-tournament meetings are in the hotels. So.
Cool. Lots of stuff coming up, folks. If you like fishing, don't miss a couple of weeks from now. And then the month of April, and then, of course, you got the kayak in March and the big bass tour, which just sounds like something Taylor, you and I, you know, if we wanted to blow a little money, we could blow some money and come fish. Don't hold up much hope for you catching something big like that, but I did pull a 6-pounder out from a dock in Anthony's Cove. Y'all hang on, more Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Yeah, I miss you too, but I'll be home.
You know, you can't do a show from capital city Lake Murray Country without having a little Darius Rucker in the mix. Because, you know, right down there at Five Forks in Columbia where all the magic happened, you know? What a great guy. What a great group. I mean, his music. All right. Okay, so we got to do this. You got that, Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish. Miriam, when you hear that voice, is that Hootie and the Blowfish or Darius Rucker?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would say Darius Rucker.
Vicki, when you hear that voice, is it Hootie or Darius?
It's Hootie. I grew up in Five Points, going to those clubs and listening to him.
One and one. See, Taylor's a Darius Rucker. Mm-hmm. I'm a Hootie. That's an age thing.
Yep.
All right, tiebreaker, Anthony.
It switched for me probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Mm. 5 years ago, it would have been Hootie. Now Darius.
Yep.
Sorry. I think that's a split.
Sorry, Roger.
No, I think we win.
No. If you're asking me today,
today.
There's Rucker.
Yep.
Well, all I know is that he went from making me bebop in the car and all that to making me cry. Because, you know, you got kids are getting older and he's talking about this won't last forever. And, you know, oh gosh. When I get to meet him face to face, I'm going to have a talk with him.
But Capital City, Lake Murray Country will last forever.
Yes, yes, yes. you know, I think we've covered a lot, but there's always more. More this year, more in the future, more for you to do. Vicki, you know, there's a lot going on right now in the first coming months, so why don't you take a swing at it? We're going to turn over to Miriam, let her talk about some of the future stuff that's coming that they're working on now that might not happen for 3, 4, 5 years. And we're going to let Anthony have a swing at things with some of the stuff he likes to do with his family right here in the area.
Yeah, I'll definitely kick it off. Next week, we are having a congressional tour of our region. This is where our the staffers in D.C. are coming, and they are going to be all around our region. We're showcasing our tourism assets, outdoor recreation,
is
all the attractions.
Yeah, I mean, is that the maybe bring a Congressional Sportsman's Foundation.
Well, they definitely thing to need the to. State. They do need to see what we do and why tourism is important in our region. And these are the people that make some of those things happen.
Okay.
So an educational process,
sure.
But also, you know, this is what we have to offer, and this is what we could use your help with.
Okay.
So then, of course, that Bass World Championship kicking off October 16th for the week, and the next day as people are flying out, we are welcoming the Association of Southeastern State Parks directors.
Wow.
And once again, emphasizing all that our region has to offer. Of course, we'll spend some time at Drury Island and Riverbank Zoo. But once again, outdoor recreation in our region and getting that out there. They're going to have a fun time, but it is also partly a conference of them for them learning.
Sure.
November 1st through 3rd, the South Carolina Welcome Center Conference. This is your frontline people in those visitor centers, at those welcoming all over South Carolina, all those major interstates. And these are the workers that get the calls.
Yeah.
They see the people. They're talking to them. Where do I go? What do I do?
All the interstates lead here.
Once again, showcasing our region, highlighting Casey and West Columbia and Blythewood, really spreading them out for those 3 days. November 15th, our holiday open house. That's a great event for locals. Come out, kick off your holiday seasoning. We have a souvenir shop.
Yeah.
Items you
right
will not
through
find.
That door over there.
You will not find them anywhere else. Right here at the visitor center at the Irmo side of the lake. Then I have to tell you, Taste of Lake Murray, March 2nd.
We talked about the culinary side of what y'all got going on in here.
That is March 2nd. Over 20 of our local restaurants and chefs will be there showcasing their food. Once again, 3 chefs will be chosen to compete in the World Food Championship. That is actually coming up in November in Dallas, Texas. Taste is the annual fundraiser for the July 4th fireworks. Every penny we raise at July 4th, shoot them up in the sky. The Saturday before July 4th.
There you go.
And it's an awesome show. It is. We go every year, take the boat out, not too far. There's a lot of boats on the water. Encourage everybody to be safe, but it's definitely a show that you need to be a part of. And it's, if you go out there on the lake, you're a part of. You don't just see it like you are a part of the show. You feel it. There's something about seeing those fireworks when you're on the water because you get the extra sound echoing off the water. It's a neat experience.
And you've got them wherever you are on the lake. You've either got them coming from both the left and the right, or the right and the left, or from behind to in front, or in front to behind, because you shoot them off from Billy Drear.
Drew Island and
Spence Island.
And we timed that well because you could come out earlier and enjoy the Purple Martins.
Hey, mm-hmm. Which is another thing.
Yeah.
Anthony, you were talking about the fireflies.
Yeah, the fireflies, and I didn't realize that until not that long ago, but, you know, we go to the fireflies game sometimes. That's sure. One of the things we like to do being down here, you know, living in this area. But the fireflies actually got their name from actual fireflies that live over in the Congaree National Park. It's a synchronizing firefly show, basically. These fireflies, they gather up, and they synchronize. Their lights synchronize, and so you can go in, and you have to go in and get a it's a lottery, I think you said. There's a lottery to be able to drive in, see them, because there's not a lot of people allowed to go in, so it's pretty exclusive, but it's a cool deal. And if you think about it far enough in advance, I would definitely recommend, you know, signing up, trying to get tickets to get in and see that, because it's pretty cool.
You ever roll out on the lake and watch Purple Martins?
I have. I've done that. I actually remember seeing the Purple Martins out there before it really became
a thing.
Yeah. Fishermen started talking about it, and it wasn't long after that. But that's a cool experience. If you haven't been out there to see that, I don't think words can really describe what it's actually like. And once you go out there and you see it in person, you're like, yeah, it's bigger than I thought it was going to be. It's a bigger deal. So there's a lot of things going around here. I fish. I'm out of town a lot, but my family, obviously the kids, you know, I have a 12-year-old and 14-year-old, so they need things around.
Sure.
To keep them busy, and there's definitely a lot of that around here. My son's into baseball. My daughter dances. So every year they go down to the Nutcracker in Columbia, and I go if I'm in town, I like to go down there and do that. She dances at the Cougar Center, so there's a lot of things around here for families and especially kids to keep them busy, and it's just a great place. It's a great area to live in.
Growing up as a kid, my granddad had an automotive shop over in Lexington, and he grew gourds at our farm in Chester because he liked the Purple Martins.
Yes.
So he had a Purple Martin thing. My job during the summer weeks when I was down here visiting, keep the sparrows out of the Purple Martin gourds, which entailed a pellet rifle and, you know, some 6.5-ounce glass bottle of Cokes and some cheese nibs. And I'd sit there for hours because I was doing the rightful thing that granddad asked me to do. I got lots of good memories down here. Gosh, I've been coming down here since I was a kid, dad growing up here. And it is Chester's my home because that's where I grew up and I live in Greer. But there's so much when I come to this area, the Sheely's Barbecue and all the good barbecue. There's a lot of stuff that I enjoy doing when I can get down here and visit. I still got an aunt lives on Lake Murray. I got an aunt lives over in Lexington. And so it's pretty close to home to me too. But there's always things in the future, and we're going to roll this one out. We got about 4 minutes left in the show. Miriam, none of this stuff happens on a phone call in a couple weeks preparation. You got some stuff that's going to take place in the next few years, the next 5 or 6 years.
All right, we have a 5-year plan, and actually probably in a couple of months we'll be working on a 10-year plan.
Oh,
it never stops.
Yep.
Our staff always rolls their eyes. Okay, what are we doing now?
It's got to make working here and being part of this so much fun and so interesting.
It's exciting, and this is actually an exciting time. We've put Lake Murray on the map,
right?
On the world map for fishing. Our outdoor recreation is just going blockbusters. And now with our food scene and the culinary events that we're part of.
This spring.
You know, one of the neat things, Vicki always refers to this because she lives in the town of Lexington. But if you go in two blocks in Lexington, you're in Italian food zone. They make all of their pasta from scratch every morning.
Really?
The mother of the family makes this pasta. Or you can go across the street to one of the best New York chefs for Thai food at Bodhi. Then cross back over the street and go to the Irish pub, have Irish shepherd pie. There's a
Mediterranean cafe
down the street.
And some American food.
Yeah, there's a couple of sprinkles.
There's McDonald's around there somewhere.
Food. And then private property does an amazing job with their seafood. This is all in two blocks. But one of the most exciting things we're working on is, do you realize on July 9th, 2027, Lake Murray itself turns 100 years old. Watch out.
Wow.
We're planning a week celebration, including an air show, to bring back the history of the World War II story of Lake Murray. But we're going to kick that one off with the fireworks, of course. It's a week-long event. We've already started working on that.
And some of the other stuff you got coming on. You got a minute or so.
The great auto car race across the United States. We are luring that event into this area. They have a defined track.
Okay.
That they bring their antique cars out, all kinds of cool, neat cars.
Yeah.
And they have a distinct, detailed map of where they have to go and show up at certain times to check in. And, of course, the end zone, we want it to be capital city like the country. So we are working diligently to try to make that happen. Obviously, we're going to have tons of fishing events. In 2025,
yeah.
We've already signed that contract
okay.
for the National Fishers of Men.
Oh, wow. Cool. Anthony over here going, what?
Well, I was a little nervous.
Don't tell me anything's yeah. coming that low. I right. can't talk to anybody about the lake.
That's what was going through my mind, yeah.
I saw that as soon as he started doing it, I'm like, I know what he's talking about. No information rule kicks in. Can't talk to anybody. Can't go fishing with anybody.
Once I learn where a lake is on our schedule, then it's, I can't talk to anybody about yep. it. So I was about to rip my headset off and get running out of the room real quick.
Well, if you go right through there, you can find T-shirts and all sorts of other things that'll what's the saying on some of the T-shirts this
no
year?
No worries on Lake Murray.
No worries on Lake Murray. Almost as good as the outdoors is never closed, Taylor. Almost. Thanks, Miriam. Thanks for having us down this morning to do the radio show. I think we've had a great time. I've enjoyed it. Probably need to do this again.
Come on anytime.
At some point in time, here in the next little bit. Vicki, thank you for all your hard work and making a lot of this happen and the way you gave us all the details. So if you don't know it and didn't get it, you can find it where?
LakeMurrayCountry.com.
And every week they give you stuff you can do. Anthony, as always.
Enjoyed it. Good to see you.
Fun. Folks, I'll say it for Taylor. Make time to get out there. Don't forget the camera. Oh, take the back roads when you can, and don't forget the camera. See you back next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.